USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
More than 10 months after a gunman in Las Vegas opened fire from a hotel window, killing 58 and wounding hundreds of others, Las Vegas Sheriff Joe Lombardo Friday released the final report.
What we have been able to answer are the questions of who, what, when, where, and how. What we have not been able to definitively answer is the why Stephen Paddock committed this act.
Paddock shot and killed himself in his room at Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino before police could enter his room. The lawyer for disgraced Hollywood movie producer Harvey Weinstein says the indictment against his client should be dismissed. Defense attorney Benjamin Brothman said the grand jury never got a chance to see emails between Weinstein and the woman he's accused of raping that show the two had a consensual intimate relationship for years after the incident.
She may be a wonderful person. We just maintain that she wasn't raped by Harvey Weinstein, so please. The word victim shaming has nothing to do with what we're doing. We don't do that.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
In day four of Paul Manafort's tax evasion trial, prosecutors dug into the former Trump campaign chair's finances. Prosecutors are arguing that Manafort allegedly lied to banks to get loans when his company was strapped for cash. His accountant also testified he didn't know about Manafort's offshore bank account. The Trump administration is responding to China's retaliatory tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods announced Friday. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow, sending a message to Beijing, said the president is not backing down.
Do not underestimate President Trump's determination to follow through on the China trade reform campaign. Other presidents have said it, whispered it, never stayed with it. He's staying with it.
Congressman David Isel, pointing to the jobs report that shows the economy is beyond full employment, says this is the time for the president to stick with it.
If there's ever a time to demand fairness, it's when you actually couldn't expand any faster than we are.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The former head of South Carolina's Republican Party makes a bizarre confession about killing his mother's dog. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
Simpsonville, South Carolina police say he told them that he choked, stabbed, and mutilated his mother's 10-year-old beagle mix last week because God told him to do so. Police also say 37-year-old Todd Kincannon told them he was the second coming of Jesus Christ. The Republican activist was general counsel and executive director for the state GOP in 2009. Now he'll be charged with animal cruelty after evaluation at a mental hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The man suspected of killing one of President George H.W. Bush's doctors back in July killed himself Friday when confronted by police in southwest Houston. Police Chief Art Avacedo.
This is our suspect. The suspect's deceased. He committed suicide when he was confronted by two members of the Houston Police Department patrol assets here in Southwest Division.
He says Joseph Pappas shot the cardiologist out of revenge for his mother who died under the doctor's care. The battle over President Trump's Supreme Court nomination is tied to the fight over health care. In the weekly Democratic address, Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii said if nominee Brett Kavanaugh gets through the process, it could tip the balance in a lawsuit over health care coverage for pre-existing conditions.
President Trump has already joined a lawsuit to get rid of protections for pre-existing conditions, and now he wants to appoint someone to the Supreme Court who could tip the balance on this case.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.